Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Our hunger for absolute certainty is rarely satisfied. Learn to be okay with uncertainty. That is where the magic happens. We humans prefer certainty to uncertainty. That is a fact. If given the choice, we will always pick the sure thing. What is the basic difference between the two? Certainty is a state of being completely confident or having no doubt about something, to know without a shadow of a doubt what the outcome will be. Uncertainty is when nothing is ever decided or for sure thing. No matter what we do or how well we plan, the end result is not guaranteed. If we look at all life events within our control and out of our control, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. We can have the best plan in place and Mother Nature can very well come in and disrupt it. Does this mean to not plan, to not live? Absolutely not. I am just pointing to the obvious of how life truly is, and that despite this known but unspoken truth, life is happening every day. Beautiful things are being achieved every day. Beautiful experiences are being created every day. Life as a whole is literally being created every single day. We live in a constant need to always know all moving variables in our lives and the lives of those we love. This very same need, though, is the same one that cripples our ability to grow as a person, to achieve whatever it is that we want out of life. It is impossible to achieve while at the same time knowing exactly how things are going to unfold. To live fully is to live in the uncertain. The more uncertainty we are okay with, the more we can achieve and the happier we can be. The other option is to not be okay with uncertainty. But the only way to do this is to not grow as a person and at the same time preoccupy our minds with trying to know everything before we make a move, before we live life. This is also true in our relationships with our significant others or our children. We cannot fully control either. And we can live and let live while fully trusting them, or we can try and control by wanting to know everything, which is not living or letting them live. Some even take it a degree further, which is to start creating stories in their minds that are simply not there. I know this was the case for me. My mother, when I was around 10 years old, truly believed that I was using drugs because of my behavior. She never confronted me about it, but it consumed her mind. Now, not till I was sent to juvenile hall for misbehaving did she uncover that she was wrong. I was put through several tests that proved that I was not on drugs. I was simply a very mischievous kid. My mother, of course, was relieved after and started living again. She could have just asked me about it. The truth is that we will never know exactly how life will unfold. It does not mean to not plan for it. It does not mean to not prepare for it. It does not mean to go and live reckless, because in the end, there are patterns of those who live a fulfilled life and of those who achieve greatness. They plan, they prepare, they do. But they focus on what they can control and impact and let the rest be and deal with the unknowns as they unfold. This is how I live, and one thing I know for certain is that I can deal with any uncertainty life throws at me. I do not have all the answers to what I want, and I never will, as it is constantly evolving, but my ability to deal with anything is what gives me the edge in my life. My ability to only consume my mind with what I want and not so much how I will get it or what the obstacles are is what allows me to live life happily. There are plenty of people that have an enormous amount of talent, but because they cannot entertain the idea of acting without having all the answers, they never let that talent materialize. Or they care too much of what others will say if they hit that hurdle after hurdle for going after something to which there aren't charter waters, when in fact, they should feel proud of themselves for going after what many simply never will and for helping pave the road for others that will after them. Learn to be okay with the uncertainty by remaining flexible with life. You do this by clearly defining what it is that you want and working backwards on the how. You don't need to know every step of the way. You only need to know what the next step will be and work on that one, and then the next one, and then the next one, until you achieve your ultimate goal. I see it as breaking down that ultimate goal you want to achieve and figure how long you would think it will take you to achieve it. And then breaking it down into smaller milestones and celebrating each one of those milestones. It is much easier, as the saying goes, to eat the elephant a bite at a time after all. Yes, it is true that we need a sense of certainty in our lives in order to experience a sense of security, order, emotional health, and well-being to allow for us to function. Yes, we need to know that our homes will not collapse on us well without warning and that our cars will start with when we need them. But most importantly, for me, is that we need to trust ourselves without a single doubt that we can figure out a way out of anything that life throws our way. Welcome uncertainty. Make it your best friend. Make it your rival. After all, rivals are meant to be used to push us to better ourselves. But whatever you do, only focus on what you can control, on what you can impact. Nothing else matters. Take one step at a time, one micro moment at a time. The rest will always follow. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.